Welcome back to Lighting Within 5. I'm your host, Jennifer Jensen, alongside
Staff Sergeant Stefan Alvarez.
It is August, Alvarez, and that means a lot of things. For me, back to school. Mm-hmm. I love my kids. I would die for them. However, please take them back, teachers, please. I can't. Like, they're going stir crazy being at home. Even though we go do fun activities when I get a chance and not at work, I'm losing my mind. I can't do it anymore.
Getting a little cabin fever.
Yes. I appreciate teachers so much. Like, when they send out the school supply list, whatever items that they have as optional, I will literally buy everything that's on that optional list, because I know from having friends that are teachers, they dig into their own money to supply these kids with everything they need. And that's not fair. Like, they're teaching your kids, they're educating your kids to, you know, thrive in life. The least you can do is buy some Lysol wipes. You know what I mean? You don't have to deal with this because your baby's not old enough to go to school yet. So,
nope.
Yeah. And you plan on homeschooling, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
God bless. You know, I don't know how people do that either. I don't have the patience. I think it's just because my kids are mini versions of myself, and I can't sit there and look at the mirror, you know, all day long.
We're starting to get that more. My daughter's getting older. She's like full blown toddler. So
have you hit? No, you're not at terrible twos yet. She just turned one, right?
She's almost a year and a half.
Yeah. Wait till twos and threes, dude. You're in for a whirlwind. Yes, so thank you. Shout out to all the teachers out there. You are a godsend. I don't know how you do what you do, but thank you from the bottom of my heart. You know, without you, we would be lost as a society, because I'm not teaching anybody.
No, but we're looking forward to it. Hopefully by the time that my daughter's school age, my wife will be full-time stay-at-home mom. Because I'll be making enough.
For her to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For you to live comfortably.
Yeah.
You know what? Even if Jared was raking in $1 million, I couldn't. I just couldn't.
You say that, but you were.
No, I couldn't. I really couldn't. Like, the year of lockdown for COVID, having a three-year-old during that time and a daughter in kindergarten via Skype, absolutely not. Everybody hated everybody at the end of that year. It was really bad.
It wasn't fun for anybody.
So if you're a parent listening and your kids are going to schools, you know, just buy the extra items for the teachers. It really isn't fair for them to have to dig into their pockets to take care of your kid. It is their job to educate them and to teach them. It is not their job to, you know, buy tissues for the cold season. Like, that is our job as a parent, to provide those items for the teachers. Just my opinion. Mm-hmm. Other exciting news. Our guests today are the chairs of the Air Force Ball Committee. I am super stoked. I get so excited every year to go to the ball because I get to wear a fancy dress and I get to do my makeup and my hair pretty and feel super girly. I know you are not a fan of putting your blues on and going to these events, correct?
Not really, no.
Why? You should be proud to put on your blues. You service country, Alvarez.
It's just, they're so stiff and uncomfortable.
The uniform itself or the event?
I mean, the uniform, but then also it really depends on the event.
Mm.
Because I've been to some Air Force balls where it's like,
just, you know, dumpster fire.
You know, Irish goodbye, just yeah. Dip out without saying anything.
I think it's different for us as PA though, because we cover so many of these types of events, we just get numb, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sincerely appreciate the ball until I just became a spouse, because in my airman days, when I was going out shooting them all the time, I hated every second of it because I was working while everybody else was out having fun. And I didn't get to wear a pretty dress. I had to wear the blue skirt with the ugly shoes. So it was not a good time as an airman. And that's not to say, like, you shouldn't try it at least once, come out. And if you have a spouse or a significant other, I can almost guarantee they will enjoy it.
Yeah.
As a spouse or a significant other.
I think if I had to go to one, I would give this year's a try, because it sounds like this year's is going to be really good.
Yes, because I'm on the committee.
Yes, you're the sole reason why this Air Force ball.
There are so many people involved in it. I really did not understand how many people had to like dig down deep to get in this.
Over 40.
Yeah, it's a lot. I took over the cake because I went to a ball once, and I don't remember if it was here or not, but it was literally a Walmart sheet cake, and it looked like whoever wrote on the cake had a seizure while they were
Parkinson's?
Writing. Yeah, something like they were not steady at all, and it looked like you had blurred vision. That's how bad it was. So I vowed.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like some balls are just, they're not it.
Yeah. No, yeah, that ball in particular was not okay, but I made sure to get a super fancy cake, a plethora of cupcakes. We ordered like 400 cupcakes. Five of those are coming home with me. But we have a good DJ coming, and the theme is going to be to infinity. We really tried to get a Buzz Lightyear on our challenge coin. That didn't end up very well, so we took him off. Sad.
Yeah. I could see some trademarking, copyright issues.
Yeah, that was not a good idea. But it'll be great. I think it'll be great. Like, Tyndall has a lot of awesome people. And, you know, we learned this hopping around, interviewing people at different AFSCs. But when they all come together and collectively have a good time, it's enjoyable. Speaking of the ball, there is one last event for fundraising for this year. And that will be the golf tournament that is being hosted by the ball committee. Mm-hmm. Do you know what day that falls on, Sarah Navarez?
I believe Friday, August 30th.
Where is it at?
Sunny Hills Golf Course.
I don't know anything about golf. Are you good at golf?
I'm a casual player. I'm not like, you know, trying to go PGA pro or anything like that.
No Tiger Woods. That's literally the only golfer I know. And Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore's a great movie. But yeah, it should be a good time. There's going to be prizes and raffles and, you know, a couple of, you know, events like mid-tournament, like certain holes will have like a closest to the pin, you know, prize and all that kind of stuff. So,
Interesting. There you go. All you golfers out there, come out and see us August 30th. All right, listeners, stick around. After the break, we will have our two special guests from the Air Force Ball Committee.
This episode of Lightning Within 5 is brought to you by the 325th Fighter Wing Public Affairs Shop. For all the latest news, photos, videos, and more, check out our Facebook page, Instagram, and our official website at tyndall.af.mil.
Our guests today are the two Air Force Ball chairs, and the first one being from the MUN Squadron, Senior Master Sergeant Damian Foster, and the second being from Security Forces, Senior Master Sergeant Sean Whitcomb. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us. Here to spread the gospel of the Air Force Ball and do a recruiting drive for all my 2W career field members out there.
Oh, yeah, we're real excited. This is going to be a great ball this year.
The best one in Tyndall history.
Tyndall history.
Yes.
How do you know how big those shoes are, though?
Don't care.
Just put it out there.
I remember one of the first meetings, you were so hyped. You were like, I'm getting fireworks. And then I was like, excuse me, do you understand that fireworks are like $10,000 a minute? And you were like, okay, maybe not fireworks.
Well, it's Tyndall. Have lightning. Might get that.
And then nobody can go outside.
That's right. It's covered. We have LPS. It'll be fine.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
High expectations.
So you guys are friends, right?
Yes.
So did you decide to do this together, like as a dynamic duo? Yes.
We did. Yes.
What possessed you? Like, you guys are seniors. Like, you're not out there chasing bullets and stuff, are you?
No.
You were just like
about to spread that esprit de corps. We've seen some pretty good balls. Both of him and I were stationed at Aviano together, and we had some pretty cool Air Force balls together.
Like castles and vineyards. That's not fair.
Yeah,
we don't have those things.
Perfect castle on the side of a mountain, vineyards in the valley. So we're here to, but we have a beach, right? So we're here to try to We're trying to compete with Aviano.
A very nice beach.
Beautiful beach. Yeah. Beautiful beaches in the area. So we showed up and he moved in next door. So we live on the same street. We're neighbors. We used to be in Aviano. Pretty much he had to drive past my house every day to get to work. So we used to just see each other driving to work and became good friends. And we want to bring that excitement to Tyndall, right? Air Force Ball is a big deal. So I think people should be talking about the Air Force Ball in November.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to bring that talk.
And start planning and fundraising to make it like the best event ever, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And to start out, like, I don't think people understand like the huge scope and all the different positions that you can add your talents to. Like if you're looking for volunteer bullets, this is prime opportunity, correct?
It's a perfect opportunity. We have about 18 committees, about 43 people that are helping us out with subcommittees and everything from setting up the venue to volunteer events, fundraising,
childcare,
Anti-Terror, Memento, Script, right? Script committee is pretty cool. You get a chance to actually see what the guest speaker is looking forward to speak to, and you get to alter and make the theme around that person. So there's a lot of committees, a lot of volunteer opportunities. Looking forward, super proud of the committee this year, right? Because the thing I'm proud of the most, and we talked about this, the theme is To Infinity. And if you look at the committee, it's a really young committee, right? A lot of Texan below, a lot of airmen on the committee. Shout out to Airman Soto Cruz. She's childcare. She's crushing it. So opportunities for everybody.
Love that. I am on the committee. So I got on expecting to do PA things. And somehow I ended up being in charge of the DJ, the cake, which I made awesome.
Really excited about that.
What else? The 360 photo booth.
360 photo booth.
I did a lot of random weird things. I don't know how that happened.
You're the bind. You know what I mean? Everybody needs
the have excitement.
You ever had, yeah. You ever had a brisket without mustard? It's disgusting. You need a bind. You're the
I'm
bind.
The mustard.
You're the mustard. You're holding this thing together. You're the Grey Poupon of this Air Force Ball.
The venue, too. Have we talked about the venue? The venue's going to be great. So we're changing it up this year.
Because usually we do it at the Edgewater, right? And
we do.
The parking there is not ideal.
Yeah, you have to like really, park. You can't stay there. There's no hotel rooms or anything. So we're doing it
at the Boardwalk
Beach Hotel and Resort. So there are going to be rooms available. The venue can host up to 700 personnel. So we're looking to fill that. And hopefully we do. We're trying to get the word out, which is why we're doing this podcast here. And, you know, just really trying to put Tyndall out there.
I had somebody ask me this. Like, they knew that this podcast was coming up, right? If you were to change one thing about the ball to guarantee more people show up, what would it be?
I know what people want me to say.
I know what I'm going to say.
Yes. So in particular, a lot of female active duty members would like to wear ball gowns. They'd rather not be in their mess dress. But I'm a traditionalist in a certain sense. So I think it's the Air Force Ball. This is not the annual awards. You have other opportunities to wear what you want. I think this is a chance for us to get together and celebrate heritage. Mm-hmm. So if we're celebrating heritage, I'd like to see you in your mess dress because I think it's awesome. Everybody looks great in mess dress.
Yeah.
I look fantastic.
I do understand the historical value, right? Like that is tradition. You should wear it.
Yes.
It is gross. Like as a female, I'm just throwing this out there. I wore the blues. I wore the mesh dress, right? The things I want to say about that mesh dress skirt, I cannot on the air, but it is so unflattering. And for an active duty female to see all these gorgeous dresses and like all the girls like fancied up and they're sitting there with like their tied back bun, and it's like not fair. You know what I mean?
But they're not warriors and you are.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I like the fact that we're getting back to formal events. So there's the ALS graduation this week. It's going to be the first formal event since COVID. There's also going to be the senior induction ceremony, which is also going to be another formal event. Both are being hosted on base, which is great. Unfortunately, the Oasis here just won't sustain that many people.
Right.
So we did reach out. The one thing that I would change is to petition, you know, Panama City to get some better venues. It's pretty hard. And when you're looking to drive an hour to get to the venue, it's a little tough.
That is crazy. Like, we need one on this side, right? Just one.
Be nice.
Yeah. No, the thing that caught us off guard, because we both came from Aviano, is terms of like the taxing and like certain hidden costs when you rent a venue here. The 22% service charge, not used to that.
Yikes.
Yeah, the venue cost also is not really a thing in Italy. You just pay for the meals because it's baked into the meal price in the place.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different, but you know, we adjust, you know, flexibility, as we were talking to Sergeant Alvarez here, who will be doing a live podcast from the venue.
We were talking to Alvarez, and I explained to Foster that me and him have been brainstorming of how we could do the podcast live at the ball, right? And just pull people in. We were excited about it. And then I went to the venue and I was like, there's no way. Because the amount of social noise that would be behind us, it would just be like overwhelming. We couldn't do it. So what are some things that people attending this ball should look forward to this year?
Big thing for me personally, I have a 4-year-old, right? Free childcare for 3 to 12. Just make sure your child's potty trained. The kids will be fed while they're there. If you have any allergies or anything, just let us know in advance and we'll do our best to accommodate.
Let me just throw this out there, though. It's for the first 50 that sign up for that. Yes. We're maxing that out at 50.
Maxing out.
That's a lot of kids.
It's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's 50 is the perfect number for the size of the room, which they will be in.
Yeah.
So size of the room, they'll have rotating babysitters basically in and out of the room. So first 50, I think that's, for me, that's a big deal. I understand a lot of people have reasons why they can't make it. And usually childcare is a big one. So that's a big one. And then I think the cost, I'll let Senior Wickham speak to the pricing because it's pretty, I think it's the fairest pricing that we could possibly do.
Yeah, I think we're right up the, you know, the middle. I think it could have probably gone a little expensive because the venue is quite expensive. The meals are not cheap. But overall, I think if you're going to, you know, commit to, you know, doing something like this every year and then coming out and celebrating the Air Force's birthday, a little bit of change on the 1st and 15th. That's why we put it out so early. We put the ticket sales out 8 weeks early to give you 8 pay periods. To get your tickets in so that we didn't, you know, wait until the last minute and then it's 2 pay periods and you're trying to crunch and pay for that. So we put it out there way in advance to make sure that people had ample time and ample opportunity to get out there and, you know, pay a little bit of money to come out and have a good time and celebrate the Air Force's birthday.
But it's always a good time. Like, I really don't socialize, but this I will come out of my hermit hole for. You know, I enjoy getting dressed up. I enjoy socializing with the awesome people that I meet across base. So if you are debating it, I highly suggest that you check out the ball this year because not only are we going to have a good DJ, okay?
Great DJ.
But also it's just going to be a good time. We have a good guest speaker coming.
Yes.
Talking about the future and all those things.
Weapon systems, the way we're going forward in terms of our combat capability, getting Tyndall combat certified and our part to play in the wars to come.
Yeah, so. And that's important, you know, like PA is a little bit different. With our job, we learn all these different things. Like we go to MUNS, we learn about you guys. We go to security forces, we know a lot about you. But there are a lot of AFSCs on base that are just stuck and they don't get to explore those options. So having a guest speaker at the ball like that is fantastic. Like you learn so much. And if you're not into, you know, learning more about what's coming or, you know, advancements in the Air Force, then you don't have to listen to them. Just come and enjoy yourself and dance.
Listen, I knocked out the key element of any Air Force ball, right? 8 bartenders. 8 bartenders. You won't have to worry about the line. You know
it's
what I mean?
So essential.
Get up there and get your drinks. Keep it moving, right?
Like, you know, the other thing, too, is ACC just put that thing out. Everybody had to do a blues inspection. So we should all be ready
to
go.
Yeah,
right?
Everybody.
Just buy a white shirt.
Yep. That's
get the
right.
Formal going, or
I forgot about that.
If you have the mess dress, then you're already halfway there. So all you need to do now is just buy the ticket. Buy the ticket, come out, have a good time. Enjoy,
let's go.
Enjoy some camaraderie, make some new friends. We've got hotel rooms, the food's gonna be great, the venue's different. If this is your opportunity to click the button and make this your first Air Force ball, I would highly recommend it.
Yes. Yeah,
we've made a lot of strides to change this up, to make it better, bigger, fancier, you know, pay homage to what Tyndall's doing and where we're going in the Air Force and as a deployable combat wing, like Sergeant Foster mentioned earlier. I think it's just going to be huge. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's,
do supervisors still buy tickets for airmen? Is that still a thing?
They do.
You should. Yeah. Right? Get them exposed to it.
Exactly. We're talking about when we walked in there, talking about sustaining tradition, right? Being the second in garrison Air Force ball we're having. We usually have it at Eglin for the last, 5 of the last 6 years it was at Eglin. But this is a chance for us to get back to where we show what Tyndall is made of, what Tyndall is capable of, and just try to have our own thing. And I'm excited for that because I generally want to rival Avianos.
Okay.
Like, I think the best
I Air believe
Force,
in you.
It, the best Air Force ball should be the one I go to. I don't care. The Air Force ball I attend should be the best Air Force ball. So That's the expectation I have of this committee, and I am grinding them into the ground to get there.
Sarah Foster and his big dreams. Yeah. Big dreams. Okay. So, Senior Foster, you're not Air Force Ball Committee all the time. You are MUNS.
99% of the time I am MUNS, yes.
I don't know what you're doing that last 1%, but that's fine. It's fine. Not my business. Anyway, so tell us a little bit about what's going on at MUNS. Like, first of all, break down like a normal day for you, like realistically.
Okay. So at MUNS, I'm the systems flight chief. Basically, the systems flight chief, you have systems, material, and production. Production deals with stuff affecting the flight line. They move munitions to the flight line. Material is the logistics side of the house. They do the accountability. They make sure we have enough. They do the allocations for everybody across base. There's 28 custody accounts across base, so we have 28 customers, and then you add in the flight line. And our biggest money maker is the WESEP, the Weapons System Evaluation Program, the combat archers we support every year. So we support 10 combat archers a year and 2 checker tails, right? Where all the units come in and able to validate their weapon systems. The aircraft's a weapon system. So when I say that, when I say validate the weapon
checkered
system.
Checkered flag.
Checkered flag?
Yeah, you said checker tail. Checker tail. Yeah. Wrong-o.
Yeah, checkered flag. You know what I mean, right? I got you. People, thank you. I appreciate you. But we support those every year. People come in and validate like their aircraft work properly with the weapon systems that we have. We usually have about 26 weapon systems that they evaluate on. So my typical day, I go into work, I check emails for the first hour. I get to work at like 6:30, and then like 7:30 we have our daily production meeting, which tells us what the plan is for that day. I see exactly what we need to do, where we need to allocate resources. My job is specifically, I'm in charge of resources basically. I'm in charge of the manning, the finances, all the things that
the perks of being a senior NCO.
Yes.
Yeah.
The things that people don't care about and expect to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just make sure they're there.
And like you're not out there turning wrenches anymore.
No. Those days are
long gone.
Yeah. I have the medical history to prove that. those days are in the past. But my day is pretty much admin. I take care of a lot of admin stuff. Make sure we have the things we need and they're able to execute whenever called upon. So that's my job.
And during like a WESEP or, you know, like your upcoming exercise that you're doing, those are long hours for your MUNS guys, isn't it?
We go to 24-hour manning.
Yeah, that's crazy. I remember we had a major production come about 2 years ago, right? And they were heavily interested in MUNS. But there's only so much of your job that they can see, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
on class.
Yes.
After that, it gets real
sketchy.
Yeah, we don't really let a lot of people
in. Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's so bad. I'm going to tell you guys a story. I live on base. I live next to Senior Wickham. You could ask him. I work 15 miles away. There are people in Lynn Haven that work closer to the bomb dump than I do, which is wild to me. So mm-hmm. That should tell you, based on the security that we need to have, we're out there by ourselves. We
yeah,
have
you
it
are.
No other way. We enjoy our own company. All right. But it's better than Aviano. You could ask Senior Wickham. Yeah. Remember they used to have us across the road out in the jungle by ourselves? Yeah. But like here, it's out there and the only people that come out there really are the cops. So
yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. You guys definitely are grinding, especially during the exercises. I learned that during that massive production. And you know, that made me really appreciate my job. Anytime I go out to the flight line and see like you guys or maintainers just bust and, you know, your chops, it is very relieving that I'm not the one out there doing it.
Well, we're happy to do it for you. The thing is, it's different, right? Every career field has its culture. Like security forces, they expect a certain level of abuse, right? And so do maintainers. We just accept it, right? We just bake it in and just make sure that you're taking care of people. And like we always try to get people time back on the back end. So if you have like good leadership and they know they're taking care of you, airmen will show up and do whatever you ask them as long as you treat them with respect. Like it's not about rewards or perks. They just want to know that their time is valued.
So yeah,
that's pretty much it.
I found it fascinating when we were doing the production, we interviewed an airman and we were like, what's the most satisfying part of your job? And he was like, when a jet takes off with live ammunition and it successfully blows something up, they get so hyped when it comes back with no ammo in it. And yes. I was like, I never thought of it that way. Because he said, if something jams up and it fails, that is a failure on you guys.
Yes.
Which is, I just never thought of it like that.
It's a failure on us that drives a conversation 6 levels deep.
Yeah, I bet.
Somebody's going to have to explain themselves.
Yeah.
But no, that's the best thing. Aircraft takes off. My first situation was I got to, Lake Edith was my first duty station. I got there and instantly I was deployed to Qatar, mm-hmm. Iraqi Freedom. So I go into Qatar, right? I was like a young airman. I was all hyped up, like, yes, let's go build some bombs, right? Yeah. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with the F-15E aircraft. It's basically a flying tank. I took out like 18 bombs one day, and the loader, the 2W1 armament specialist, looked at me and said, yeah, that's the first goals, my man. I have 6 goals today. I was like, what? What? You know I have to make these, right? They don't come in a box. But it's pretty cool, though. They come back empty, yeah. Right? Which is a good feeling. Not only that, not only does it come back empty, like, it's not just the failure. It's the fact that if it comes back with a weapon they didn't drop, I have to inspect it.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Yeah. But, yeah, it's pretty, it's, as I said before, we were talking before, it's pretty instant gratification, right? Your gratification happens within 90 minutes or 2 hours. The aircraft comes back empty and you're like, yeah, job well done.
Yeah.
Move on to the next.
Right.
Love ammo.
I have respect for ammo troops. Yeah. And anybody on the flight line, honestly, like, yeah. Working hard hours in the heat and the cold. Hustling. Like, yeah.
It's close to, it's like security forces, right? Like,
yeah.
Is
it?
No, it is, because if we align ourselves with anybody in terms of logistically, it's, we're A4, right? Mm-hmm. Same, but it's, I feel like what they put in terms of the hours they work.
Oh, right? Yeah, for
we
sure.
We don't have to work those hours all the time.
Yeah.
They have to work those hours all yeah. the time. So whenever we have to jet up and go, like, we understand.
Right.
But we don't really, this is going to sound bad, we don't really associate with much else outside of the maintenance community. Probably right. just security forces, and that's pretty much it.
Like, yeah.
I know CE's out there jobbing, especially mm-hmm. the radar guys. But besides that, we don't really.
Yeah.
Tie ourselves to anybody else.
So since you're speaking of security forces so highly, let's jump over to senior.
Yeah.
Sean Whitcomb. And so what do you do now that are you still like going on patrols and stuff?
Oh no. Like Foster said, those days are long gone. So I'm the operations superintendent over at the security forces squadron here. And my main job is to basically manage the entire squadron for the most part. I probably manage 85% of the squadron. So I have about 165 people I manage. 4 flights, we're in 12-hour shifts. Each flight has about 35 to 40 people per flight. I also have the commercial vehicle gate, our MWD guys, and then the training section that makes sure that we get all of our training done every year, all the bylaw training. So there's a lot that goes on in a day. A typical day for me is really just a lot of admin work, like Sergeant Foster talked about. A lot of emails, a lot of meetings. I'm tied in very closely with AFCEC and USACE and NDR for the rebuild. So
yeah.
Making sure those gates are open and making sure all those commercial vehicles get through and the contractors to ensure this rebuild goes off without a hitch is some of the biggest battles I fight right now.
Is that a nightmare for you? Like all these contractors coming in, it's crazy.
I wouldn't say nightmare. It's definitely a hurdle.
Yeah.
We've definitely come a long way in the last couple of years. I know a lot of people still have some complaints about the long wait lines at the gates, but we have the most gates open on this installation than I've seen in my entire career. So
yeah.
Like Lackland. So 3 main gates, we've got Airy, Tyndall, and Sabre Gate. They're open 24 hours a day. And then we post 4 additional limited use gates for contractor vehicles only right now to allow that construction traffic to flow freely.
Oh, yeah, those little ones mm-hmm. that are like off to the side. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So that increases my manpower. We've pulled on the wing for augmentees in the past.
Yeah, you have.
Recently. Yeah, we might have to do it again. We've got a pretty high deployment rate coming up. We've got 50 going out the door here real soon.
Combat code.
We've already got some more out. So. We might be looking to stand that up again soon, but we've been working real closely with our Guard and Reserve fellow defenders to get Guard and Reserve folks out here to alleviate having to pull that string.
For sure.
So that, you know, all the personnel on base can make sure they get their jobs done as well and we're not having to pull that augmentee button. But, you know, it's basically just making sure that the mission happens, right? The aircraft are secured, the base is secured, people can come to work, do their job without the fear of, you know, things going awry. We'll be there to make sure that if something does happen that we do it expeditiously and, you know, take care of things as needed. So a lot of that, we have a lot of, right now our K-9 team is task saturated with all the presidential election year. So we're sending a lot of those guys out TDY to support, you know, we just did the RNC. We're getting ready to do the DNC. We've had a lot of VP stuff coming up. We've got a guy in Detroit right now and another one down in South Florida. So a lot of that going on. So yeah, I mean, just, you know, make sure the base stays open and operational. I don't know if everybody's heard, but we're getting ready to open the new commercial gate for POV traffic because Airy Gate will be going down here in the near future.
I think what?
May have just got pushed, right? Yeah, so that's going to throw a little kink in traffic.
Interesting.
It's going to be,
Home base.
You don't go through the struggle of sitting in that line, Foster. Mind your business.
So making sure that we message that appropriately and get that out to the wing to make sure that everybody knows that gates
Wait,
are closed.
Wait, so
gates are open.
You said the commercial gate is
the
closed?
The new commercial gate. So
oh,
if you
okay.
go past Airy Gate, past Airy Gate, there's a new commercial gate that they are finishing this week. We should be getting it turned over to us in the next week or so.
Oh, wow.
The plan is to close Airy Gate.
Mm.
And then we are going to open that new commercial gate for POV traffic.
So then what do we do with the old gate? Are they going to demolish it?
So they're going to tear it down, yes. Oh. And they're going to tie in the road to the new Airy Gate. So
interesting.
I won't quote how long
that's
going to
take. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Because we still can't drive over that overpass, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Correct.
What happened?
Well, I could tell Alvarez? You, but I don't know if it's on me to put that out there.
Oh, no, don't tell us. Don't tell us. But
so
like,
Airy Gate will go down for a given period of time until they get that tied in. And then as soon as that one's up and running, we'll close Tyndall Gate across the street. And then that one will go down, get torn. The existing gate will get torn down. And then that new gate will get tied in. And then we'll close that new commercial gate. So we'll have two brand new gates open, hopefully here in the next 4 or 5 months.
So in order for people to go onto the flight line, are they going to have to go through Airy Gate and go under the overpass?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha.
Yes, ma'am. There are going to be some significant traffic changes, especially on the south side. And for all the people that work on the north side, I'm just going to say I'm sorry right now.
Yeah.
But patience is a key. And,
north side is the flight line, correct?
Plan properly.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's a mess over there. Yeah.
It's fine.
Is it?
It's, well,
there's a new road closed every day.
Every day. So here's the reason why it's fine. You're used to it.
Yeah.
So
no, like, you're not wrong.
You
like,
bake it into your schedule. So
you're like, oh, that one's closed. Let me find a new creative way to get around this.
Just follow the detour.
Yeah. I mean, good times. Yeah.
No.
It's worth it because if you're in the know of the overall scope of the rebuild, like it will be worth it eventually. We've talked about it a couple times. Like it is a hot mess right now, right? But as each of these new buildings opens, it's going to be fantastic. Like, we're going to be a desirable base for airmen to come to. Have you seen the dorm buildings?
Yes, I have.
Insane.
I'm jealous.
They get a fireplace. That's crazy. Yeah.
I did not know that.
And like a little...
Nothing better than I
What
am.
Is it? Like...
As they should.
Oh, they have a rooftop terrace with like a glass wall. They're going to have like a little snack bar that they can go like, you know, in the airports. You scan and go.
That's great.
That's
right?
Awesome. I'm happy for them.
If I was an airman, absolutely I'd want
a
piece of that.
If they didn't get a choice and they have to live on base, I think that's the best option.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I always tell people, don't be scared of like people getting better things than you did. It's a sign that your voice was heard.
Yeah.
Right? So they keep improving it. So I'm happy
for
them.
Right next to the DFAC, right next to the gym.
Yes. The new lodging facility, which is going to have a restaurant in it. Community Commons, which will have more restaurants, bowling alley, all the good things over there. Yeah, it's going to be an ideal base for like first-term airmen or anybody with a small family, I think.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to come back in 5 or 10 years and see it when it's all finished.
Yeah. Are you going to stay in that long?
No, I'll probably be by then, but you know, you never know.
Yeah.
Do both of you plan on going for chief?
I think I have to. Yeah.
You have to?
I'm eligible. This is my first year eligible for chief. So we'll
oh,
see
boy.
I won't be eligible.
I just hit 20 years on Sunday. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you're a lifer.
Best Air Force story ever. Like, no, just at 20, but it's...
You're just doing 20, Foster?
No. I'm at 20. So,
oh.
Yeah. We had the same, kind of the same type of line where we decided to take a break.
Oh, gotcha.
But.
Yeah. No. I came in for 4 years and got out for about 5 years. So I actually
did
came
you?
In about 25 years ago. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. That's crazy. Why did you get out?
I told myself I was going to do 4 years and get out.
Yeah. And what did you do in between your break?
Not what I wanted to do.
Mm.
The economy collapsed. The world was in shambles. And
yeah.
The military was
calling your name.
She never left, but here we are.
Yeah,
every day is a gift.
All right, that about wraps it up today for Lightning Within 5. Thank you, Senior Foster and Senior Wickham, for coming here and talking about the ball. Is there any last words you want to say to our listeners?
Yes, we're going to go all in on begging for your support, right? Not asking. We're actually, the team has put a lot of effort into it. 43 people have been at it nonstop. We've raised enough funding to where we could afford certain things where we wouldn't be able to afford previously. So I want you guys to come out and take advantage of all their efforts. Because
Saturday, September 14th. Put it on your calendar now. Get out there. Get your ticket sales. The emails are flying. The web links are out there. Go ahead and RSVP. Pay that ticket money now. And just make sure you show up. It's going to be a great time. looking forward to seeing everybody out there.
And if you all need the information, you can always find it at tyndall.af.mil. On our bulletin board, there is a QR code where you can pay, and please have your military member RSVP for you. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping by. It was a pleasure speaking to you about the ball and security forces and MUNS. We hope to have you back eventually, maybe when you guys put Chief on.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. Let's calm down with that talk, right? Next time I come back, I'm interviewing Jen.
I'm ready to go. Yeah, let's do this.